In Macon-Bibb County, there are 45 births to every 1,000 girls aged 15 to 19. That's higher than the state teen birth rate, which is higher than the national figure. So Bibb County health and school officials are getting aggressive to prevent teen pregnancy. And the emphasis is on birth control.
Well, come on back. We haven't moved in all the way yet.
Bibb County Health Administrator Nancy White is giving me a tour of a bungalow off a main road in Macon.
This is the lab. We will do pregnancy testing and STD testing here.
This is the department's new teen center. They'll administer tests and provide free birth control. Georgia law allows minors 12 years of age and older to access birth control without parental consent. White hopes a new center, less than a half mile from Central High School, will encourage teens to protect themselves. There'll be a teen health educator staffing it, and this is a teenager-only space.
Well, they won't come if they don't sense that they have confidentiality in a safe place.
High school freshman Bobby Atkinson likes the idea, but she wonders if having the center so close to the school might actually discourage some students.
Because, you know, you have other kids, you know, kids who just, you know, very nasty and low character, who laugh and talk about and spread rumors. So sometimes I think it'd be okay to space away from the school.
The Macon Center is modeled after a long-standing initiative in Athens-Clarke County, where teen birth rates are among the lowest in Georgia. Lou Cudon is program manager for the Northeast Health District, which includes Clarke County. He says getting buy-in from the school district is essential to success.
We both know what our interests are. We want to produce a generation of teens who have the ability to, you know, be well-educated and realize their potential without having to take care of an unwanted child.
Considering our teenage pregnancy rate here in Bibb is definitely something that we wanted to implement.
That's Jamie Cassidy, Assistant Superintendent for Bibb County Schools. He oversees sex education policy. Now, they're not just embracing the health department's effort. The district is also changing the way it does things, implementing a curriculum called Family Life and Sexual Health, or FLASH.
In the past, you know, they just taught abstinence. And part of the FLASH program is, in addition to teaching life skills, abstinence, we're also going to have and include the piece on birth control, teenage pregnancy, that sort of thing.
Those who believe in abstinence say stressing birth control misses the mark. Marianne Mozak is director of state initiatives for Ascend, a national organization that promotes sexual risk avoidance or abstinence curriculum.
It does facilitate a normalization of teen sex that we believe is harmful and a great disservice to our youth.
Bibb County health officials say abstinence is still part of the message, but they're hardly shying away from their new emphasis, even shrink-wrapping public buses with ads promoting free birth control. Again, County Health Administrator Nancy White.
That is to build community awareness that we are birth control experts, number one, and number two, that our services are free to teens.
White says her team will track activity at the teen center, from the number of visits to the birth control methods given away. But the teen pregnancy rate will be the department's ultimate measure. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon.